start the questions. Let's start the questions. This is for every question we ask, we are going to take
for every question we answer, baby.
For every question. So love languages quickly.
Okay. So I don't know how are we supposed to answer that?
Okay. Let me try and toast you. I just thought like I was in an interview or something. But like, what's your own love language?
Huh.
Okay, two love languages. Okay, because I know like there are five. There are five. Call your top two. You're welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Doris podcast. I'm your host, and I'm not the coolest boy in the world anymore. I am the coolest coach in the world. I'm the coolest coach in the world. Pepe Edmond here, and happy new year.
Happy new year, guys.
I published the last episode on the podcast. I want to check that quickly so that I can tell you. I published the last episode on the podcast in November. It's 18th of November. That was when I published last episode. So I've been on break. Happy New Year and happy. Is it Valentine?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to guys, because we're recording this podcast episode on the 14th of February.
Yeah.
2023. You know I'm very big on dates. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I published the last episode. We just want to give you guys a quick recap of where we've been, and then we want to do something different this time. We want to have a little bit of fun on this episode. Okay, so
it was my idea.
Okay. So talk.
No, you know what? Okay, let's do it like this. So we have some questions. Okay. So where did we ask the questions from?
Okay, so I asked members of my private community, the locker room, to ask us, or no, to just ask random questions that they would like me and her to answer, and then they came up with a lot. Yeah. So there are a lot of questions, so we want to do that on this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there will be a lot of shots. We're going to be drinking.
Yeah, we're drinking best.
Guys, for the record, this is also our first video podcast episode. I don't know, I'm feeling some type of way because I'm not used to being this normal.
I should be opening
most
the drink.
Yeah, you should be opening the drink. Most times when we record podcasts, like I'm always very chilled because like it's audio, but then I think video, you just have to be a lot more responsible.
Yeah.
We should take a shot for Happy New Year.
So the way we want to do this, okay, right, is for every question that we answer, just for fun, we'll take a shot. Because it's for fun. So okay, we're taking a shot. Let's see. Okay.
We don't know if we are going to publish this video.
We are not going to be publishing this video. Thank you very much. Because well, I don't look my best
you,
right
you,
now.
You will see us. You will see us taking a shot. Okay, so I should take first. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You're supposed to say three cheers or something. I thought you don't drink.
We're about to get drunk. It's been a while I got drunk. So recently I was in this my secondary school friends, no, my university friends, they sent me a video of when I was drunk recently, and I'm like, fuck. But then I actually remember that day I intentionally wanted to be drunk, because like at this point I wasn't drinking. I've not met you. I wasn't drinking.
So I'm the bad guys.
If you see me drinking now, it's because of her. So at this point I don't met you. I didn't used to drink then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm like, alcohol is bitter. Most alcohol is bitter. Yeah, at this point I'm thinking this thing is bitter. It's not sweet. Like it's not giving me anything. Like let me go see this highness. I've been drunk. But then there's a difference between highness and being drunk.
I've never taken up to two shots and I'm already laughing like that, but did you just say highness?
I say highness for real, like, okay. There's a difference between highness, like you can take a drink and then get a little tipsy, you're not high, you are not drunk, but that day I legit got to the end, like I think I drank like three bottles of, I'm already talking
three
so
bottles
much.
Of what?
Three bottles of orgy. I want to take another shot, please. I want to take another shot.
Another shot. Oh, okay. that's nice.
So, but before we answer the question,
and you say I'm the bad influence.
Before I'm starting to like it now, because like you don't drink alcohol for the taste, you drink it for the feeling.
For the feeling, baby. Like
immediately, I made that mindset.
For every time I've drank alcohol that did not taste good, I'm like, oh. But at the end of this tunnel that I'm about to enter, I will be receiving joy. So why not just have fun and enjoy later? Just drink it. Just drink it. Yeah, close your eyes and drink it. Don't smell it.
I did that day. It was crazy.
You know, push shots for me.
Oh, sorry. Okay, oh, so before we start answering the question, though.
Okay.
Before we start answering the question, we're thinking it's Valentine's Day. Let's do something different. Like, even if we're not going to publish the video, let's just at least attempt to create something.
It was a lot of creating.
You get, and at least we can put it on my podcast as a bonus episode. You get. I'm not ready to come back now. I used to think like, so the thing is, before we go into the podcast, you know, Edmond Reyes has to just do Edmond Reyes thing. Edmond Reyes has to do something.
No, I used to. I used to.
Okay, keep so going. The thing is, I want to. If you want to do something massive, your attention cannot be divided. Your focus cannot be divided. Like it needs to be it or nothing else.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So in 2022 October, when I realized that fuck. You have a big brand, you have a lot of podcasts, you have some this and this and this, but like the only time I was making the kind of money I wanted was when I was actively selling something. Mm-hmm. You get either I was selling a training or I was selling a course or like selling, like
yeah.
You can't make money if you're not selling.
Mm-hmm.
You need to actively
services.
Yes, you need to do a service
products.
You mm-hmm. get so I'm like, I don't have one product because like I need one product that I can just sell for the rest of my life, you get. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And then I went about trying to create the whole watch football angle. You're seeing all of that, are you?
Well,
why would you say that here? We don't know how to pronounce it, so we just call it Wolf. Wolf.
Don't try to pronounce it.
But then it's part of the marketing. People, it sparks curiosity. Like, people mm-hmm. want to know what that is. WFAGP.
Yeah.
You get to, like, I created that now and I want to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You get, but I'm almost done. At least I'm trying to automate the whole process so that at least I can have time. I can automate the whole selling process. At least I can be making some money on the side. And then I have time to actually now come back and give you guys the best on this podcast. Because like, I don't want to, I can still, because I have a lot of extra content and I can still just be publishing for the sake of publishing. But I don't want that. Like, podcasting is an art.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just recording and then publishing. It's like this. You need to think deeply on, what message do I want to pass? Which guest can pass this message? Okay, what questions do I ask the guest? Like, it's mm-hmm. a lot. It takes a lot of time. Yeah. So I don't want to, you know, just be giving you guys a lot of things just because I can. But don't worry, very soon, I think next month in March, we'll be back. Okay. Cool. So babe, let's start the questions. Let's
all
start
right,
the questions.
All so right.
For every question we ask, we are going to take
for every question we answer, baby.
For every question. So love languages quickly.
Okay, so I don't know how are we supposed to answer that?
Okay, what are your let me, I'm sorry, let me try and toast you. I just thought like I was in an interview or something, but like what's your own love language?
Huh.
Okay, two love languages, okay, because I know like there are five, so call your top two.
Why? Some people say there are seven. I don't know the remaining.
Okay, guys, we want to do this under 30 minutes, so I'm about to start my clock now because you guys know I'm very accurate with my time. Okay. Okay, so babe, let's try and wrap it, okay?
Love
so
love languages, yeah. I think I really like physical touch. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number one. I already know that. What if I'm speaking second one? Let's see. Acts of service.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like them all. I like all of them. I want them all. But let's just pick the two for the sake of this episode. All right, what about
okay,
you?
So for me, I think my biggest is quality time. I think yeah. it's time, like, because again,
you,
I want.
I'm taking quality time for the both of us. Just carry to it for both of us.
Because like, I'm not just. I hate that I have to do this, but again, I have to say, like, time is the asset. Time is the asset.
Time is
the biggest gift you can give anything, anybody. Mm-hmm. You get to, for me, just being present with me, being let's be breathing the same air, let's be thinking the same thing, let's be eating the same food. For me, that's it for me.
Mm.
I think that's just like, I will not, every other love language is irrelevant for me if I cannot, if you are not giving me time, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so short, quickly, babe.
Hey, sure. I'm gonna do the poem.
Okay, so I want to ask the okay. So did you put it in the way I sent it so that I will be able to put the name behind who asked the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that's brilliant. So the next question, I'm coming, though, guys. We're going to do this quickly.
Ooh, I took my shot.
Okay. Yes, did.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Careful. That's a big ass bottle.
Guys, we're going to get drunk here. Okay, so there are a lot of I love the local community. Like,
I think I really like I've been watching you the whole time. You've been
okay.
Doing this whole, you know, our secret pronunciation of W. But I just wanted to say that I appreciate. Let's say I appreciate. I like. I am in love with the way you carry this thing in your head. It just gives me ginger, and then it just makes me. You have to take your life seriously. Who are you not to take your life seriously? But I like what you're doing.
Do you want to be in the locker room?
I don't really know anything about football, but I might want to be there as I want to be.
Just pay the fee is 49,997 naira.
Take it from my tab.
Okay, so Colin says is a date specifically on Val's Day necessary? Like, is going out on date and all those things.
Today is Valentine's Day. Well, look at what we're doing. This is going out for us. But I don't think it's necessary. I think if you are with who you understand, okay. You can understand your beliefs and your values, and you know what makes you happy. Then yeah, it's not necessary. It depends on who you're dating. To be honest, some people like it. I don't hate it, but I don't think it's necessary. That's just.
Okay, I don't think it should be an issue if you don't go on dates on Valentine's Day.
I don't think it should be an issue.
Except if he had specifically told you before that he was going to, and then he doesn't, and then you pull on where
pull on for neck.
Pull on for pennies. You get
that except
they tell you the truth, but like I said, apart from that, there's no reason why it should be an issue. Okay, so next question.
Shot baby.
That's a lot of shots.
Yes,
Jesus Christ.
Shot. We didn't think about that when we started this.
Okay, so Collins asked three questions. Right. I like people that ask them. I think we should, yeah. Yes. Okay, so gifts. He said, what you feel should be ideal gift for a boy and a girl. What do you feel should be the ideal gift for a boy or girl?
For your Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Is it for Valentine's
Day? No, just ideal gift for a boy.
Ideal gift. Oh, wow. Well, I'm not the best at gift giving. But I think gifts doesn't necessarily have to be anything big. You could be passing by a shop and just see something that you think your partner will like, and you just buy it. Even if it's boxers. Yes, even if it's boxers. Because it's
But
people drag people that give boxers a lot, and I'm like,
I say
no,
boxers has a bad brand.
All those other ones, I don't know, but those underpants. But I'm just okay. Maybe give a little thought into the gift than giving boxers.
Giving boxers if he needs boxers.
If he needs. So I think, okay. Another part of this question I want to answer is, I think that gifts should not be like just random things. You should look at the person's life and think, oh, what can I buy for this person that will add to
last gift
life?
It's difficult to gift. I'm getting drunk, guys. Jesus Christ, I can't hold. But it's difficult to gift, yeah. When I don't know, in a way I want to say don't overthink the gift, like just buy anything that comes to your mind, but then there's also an art to giving. I think there's an art. You can take time to ask one or two questions. I think if you really know somebody, you just know what they need. And then if it's something you can afford, you give them. If it's something you cannot afford, find the next one on the list of what they need that you can afford. Okay.
So basically, in other words, just give the gift depending on the partner.
Okay, so
there's no ideal gift.
This one says,
that's weird. It's supposed to be a shot.
let me breathe this.
You guys,
I'm losing it on this podcast, guys.
So we're going to give that. We're going to let that go.
Okay. So this one says, Saobe says, the process of understanding each other. What is the process of understanding each other? I think that's the question there.
I think you should go first on this
one. Okay, so the process of understanding each other. Okay, actually, when I saw this question, I liked it, but then I'm drunk now, so I don't know if I'll be able to. Oh, I'm getting drunk. I don't know if I'll be able to actually complete my what I want to say, but this is what I want to say.
Babe, wait. Get less drunk because we still have a long way to go.
Okay. But this is what I want to say. I'm going to say that the process of understanding each other is first understanding yourself. I think I think that many people don't know what they want. I think, and I'm not blaming them or anything. It is difficult. It's difficult, like, because understanding yourself means saying no to everybody else.
Yeah.
It means saying no to everybody. It means, like, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. Like, fuck you. Do you understand? So, I don't know if you're single. Me, I did it when I was single. So, like, I say fuck you to everybody. My mommy, my daddy, my brothers, every fucking person. Like, this is what I want to do because, like, I believe that this is me. This is how I want to be relationship-wise. Career wise as well. Do you get so first understand yourself, like, what do you want? So for me, I think I knew exactly what I did not want before I started dating her. Like, I knew that I didn't want this. Okay, I wanted this. I wanted someone that was a friend.
Yeah.
You get, like, I tried the whole dating somebody that was not a friend and just meeting and just dating and well, it didn't all work. So I told myself after that, I'm like, the next person I date has to be my friend.
Yeah.
And then at the time, she was the one that knew me more. And since then, from then till now, like, we've grown so much. I mean, it's been how many years since we met on Twitter in 2018. Check episode 26 for that. For if you want to know more about
how
many
years.
26 and 76, because, like, you've been on the pod before. So, like, we keep knowing each other every day. Like, we keep understanding each other every day to be honest.
Yeah.
But, like, before you enter, my for me is, before you enter, know what you don't want in a partner. Mm-hmm. Know what you don't want in a girl. Know what you don't want in
I think I'm going to agree with you on this particular understanding topic because, you know, we have very similar views when it comes to that. So, yeah, it's short, baby.
Okay.
Can't avoid this one.
Okay, so the next question is, how did you deal with each other's individual flaws? How did you deal with each other's individual
flaws? Should we talk about
flaws
or should we just
say, okay, so still Sawubed, like, I like these are intelligent questions, to be honest. How did you deal with how did you deal with our flaws? So, babe, you go first. How did you deal? Tell Edmondori's listeners what Edmondori's flaws are. What are my flaws? Because I think some people may be thinking that I'm perfect. So please, I want to bust that for you now.
Okay, one of your flaws. I found out you're not the most tidiest person. You guys, oh my god. It's not like it's that bad, but it's not great.
That is just your expectation that is, I don't know. Maybe because you teach a lot, you are out there, people just expect that everything about you is going to be perfect. I'm sorry, like, it's not like I'm not
your floor.
No, I'm like, I just feel like I spend so much time just, this was my thoughts before, like, you know, I'm even getting better. You get, like, actually, like, associating myself with her is forcing me to get better. But, like, before, I just wanted to walk. I didn't want to do anything else. I just wanted to walk. You get, okay? So, dealing with the flaws.
I just dealt with it. I mean, and then I try to tell you sometimes when you're doing it, just try to tell you to do it in a better way.
Okay.
And then keep doing it until it starts to become memory muscle. I've been muscle memory for you.
Okay.
So what about you?
Patience. Yeah. I think patience. Patience will just... Because, like, I think when we met, she used to find it very hard to apologize to me. Like, which kind of rub? Me, I know when you hear that one said, don't say that near me. This will not work. I'm like, why can you not apologize to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't? It was an issue, but then it lingered for a while. But then I think I actually saw her. I mean, I know, say she will change. I know. You get, because, like, I think the best way to teach people anything, like, if you want to teach someone something, first of all, like, and this is another reason why, like, I think it will be easy to deal with people's flaws. Like, you are not perfect.
Yeah.
Understand that they are dealing with your shit too. So find ways somehow
to
if you wanted to find like, where someone
to deal
with it.
If you can, but not okay, saying you
so
should
quickly,
necessarily.
How has football affected your love life? You go ahead.
Oh. Well, I would just say that we should put a shot.
Okay. No, I will do that.
I would just say
this
that.
This is Dami Mako. I love this question.
Sometimes
watch football
we
and
have,
get paid. Watch football and find love.
Sometimes you have some conflict, like when it comes to him wanting to watch football and I want to do something else for both of us, or one thing or the other. But I've just come to understand, and you know, from seeing the bag that comes in, I've just got to understand that okay, this is his work and he has to do it. So I'm just. I find other things to do with myself, to be honest. When I start watching ball like this, I'm out of there. Or maybe I'm there, but I'm doing my own thing. Wait, oh, you want to watch ball? Fine. Let me go and do my own thing. So when we are done, when he's done watching his ball, if I still want to do what I'm doing, then I'll just, or otherwise, spend time together. So
yes.
How has football affected your own relationship?
Not in so many ways, to be honest. It's like I'm still watching as much football as I watched before my relationship. Okay, and I'll still watch more because, like, and this is why I say I try to build my entire life around football, so it's easy for her to understand that. Yes, I understand that this is a hobby, and like I genuinely love. If you leave me, I can watch football the whole day. I can just sit down and be watching football.
Watch
like,
and play football.
Watch play FIFA as well. You get so analyzing sometimes when I'm tired of so much shit that is happening in real life. I go to my game and I control things there. Move my left back, my right back. You get so. I think I just found a way to show you that this thing is very important to me. And then I also found a way to be making money from it.
Yeah.
So I think that just makes it easy to deal with, and of course own communication too, because again sometimes you want to answer
more
match deal. Okay, shot, babe, this is too much, huh? Okay, so the next question says, how much do you have to compromise for each other? How much do you have to compromise from each other? I can't say I don't keep count, I don't keep scores, but I just know that you compromise a lot. You compromise on a lot of things.
There's a way you were brought up and there's a way the other person was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find a middle ground in those two.
I just think humility enough to understand that your way is not the only way.
Yep.
Your way is not like there's some issues I used to see like straight this way, and then she come like, oh my god, it's not like, I'm like, what? And then you have to now actually realize, but and then can you blame the other person? Like, you were not there when they were born, you don't know the circumstances, you don't know the family, you don't know what has happened, you don't know a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So be more open to, we have 4 minutes left, babe. Okay. Relationships in Nigeria, no, we don't talk about relationship. What is love? Charles asks, what is love? And then long distance relationship and how to make it work. And then I referred him to, and I'm referring you if you want to know how to navigate successfully, to successfully navigate long distance relationship, go and check out episode 26. Okay. So I want to the next question says, okay. There was a question that asks, how much do you compromise? And then this is another question that says, what must you be willing to compromise or to sacrifice in a relationship? Yeah, that's the next question, babe. I want you to.
What must you be willing to?
I want to see who asked this question.
Sacrifice.
Okay, Michael asked this. Brilliant question, Michael. Okay.
You must be willing to sacrifice what you believed in before. Some of them, some just very little.
Okay.
Because there's a way you believe things, and there's a way another person believes it.
Okay.
And then somehow you have to find a way to just make it work.
Okay.
So, I've lost my train of thought.
Guys, you know, I've seen that drunk just once. I've seen that drunk just once. Like,
when did you see me drunk?
Okay, not really drunk.
Oh.
Not really drunk, but Clément. I remember Clément. You and Dara will remember Clément. And Melody will remember Clément.
Clément was such a night. Okay, what was the question?
Say, what must you, Michael was asking you, what must you be willing to sacrifice?
Yeah, so you must really compromise and sacrifice and compromise.
Okay.
You have some of your values, you have to just remember that, like I was saying, you have to remember that people understand things differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just find a way to compromise on it. Sometimes he might want to do something that I won't want to do, but mm-hmm. I will not look at it like, okay, we're trying to do a relationship. Let's find a way to come together and come to a conclusion. So that's basically it.
Okay, so I like this question. I like this question. So what must you be willing to compromise? So there are some things you should not compromise on. So I want to tell you what you must not compromise.
Obviously, there's that.
Okay, but this is why I'm Edmond Doris, and this is why I'm going to say it. And it, okay, so this is what I'm going to say. Don't compromise, number one, respect. Respect. I think respect over love, like fuck love. Just respect for real. Like people tell you that they love you and then they disrespect you.
Sure.
You can love someone and disrespect them, but you can't respect somebody and disrespect them. Ego hard. Do you understand? Like, if your partner or whoever is you are in a relationship with does not show you respect, respect now is for your time, for your privacy. Yes, even inside the relationship. For your family, for some of your dreams, for some of the things you want, especially your time. Do you get them?
Nope.
Red flag.
Big one.
Red flag. Like, for me, don't compromise on respect. Don't compromise on patience. Because your relationship will not work without patience. And I can still keep telling her, like, we need to learn to be more patient with you. Like, more. Because whatever it is you are going through will pass. Do you get, like, life will go on. So why should you lose patience with the person that you want to spend in quote forever with, if you still believe in your old ways of getting married? You know, there are a lot of people that don't believe in marriage and all those shit.
Yeah.
And even we're having that argument recently too, and I just didn't look you. You get. So don't compromise respect, don't compromise patience, don't compromise kindness.
Yeah.
Don't compromise kindness. Don't compromise. You need to be with a happy person. Like, fuck everything you have to offer on their own.
Are they optimistic?
Yes, optimistic. Fuck happy. Optimistic, yes. Because a pessimistic person will not be patient with you. You get. So let's not even go there. So I've told you, I think I've answered that question. That's a tactical Pep Edmond man.
Kuskur.
Sense. Okay, so the next question says, why is it that, and this is my younger brother asking this, Desmond, who is a weary boy. Congratulations on your, okay, our timer is going off. Okay, well, stop. So I put it at 19 minutes initially, so we still have, let's say, 5 minutes to wrap up,
yeah.
Then we'll be done.
Okay, which, so
this is mine. Guys, I'm going home, or I'm gone already. Okay, so Desmond is asking that, why is it that in Nigeria girls feel it is an entitlement getting a gift from their boyfriend, and why they think guys don't deserve gifts too? So babe, talk about this quickly. You're a woman, they are accusing you.
Wait, I don't understand. Come again.
Why is it that in Nigeria girls feel that it is an entitlement getting a gift from their boyfriend, and why do they think guys don't deserve gifts too?
Are there people that think guys don't deserve gifts? Wow. Just wow. Are you not too in the relationship? But I don't think anybody should feel entitled to giving somebody gifts. But if you're in a relationship, the truth is that you have to give gifts at some point. You have to. Like I said initially, the gift giving does not have to be extraordinary. It does not have to be over the top or over the cliff, right? Obviously, on some special occasions, you have to go an extra mile for the person that you love. But overall, I don't think you should be entitled. Why are you entitled? Don't be entitled. You should give gifts, right? Because, I mean, it's a normal thing to do. But don't be entitled to it. You shouldn't be entitled.
And
I
don't compromise on entitled.
Don't compromise on entitled people.
Like,
yes, we all know you should give gifts, but don't
kick them
entitled
away from you. Cut them off with speed. Like, don't compromise. Like, for me, I don't and this is why I'm like my friends and everything. Like, I don't do that. Like, what are you entitled to? What? Nobody owes you shit.
Nobody owes you anything. There's a way we see it.
Like, nobody owes you shit. Like, I don't want, like, when you ask this question in the group, I'm like, I think he's projecting. Desmond Doris, I think you are projecting. I think this is what maybe I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I apologize. But, like, if I'm not wrong, I think this is what you are feeling from a lot of the people around you, a lot mm-hmm. of the girls around you. But like, I say, me, I know they give women any rubbish. You give what I want to give you. You take, like, don't. You what don't you have to. No, except my babe, of course. My okay. babe can take anything she wants, of course. But I mean, what do you get? But like, for other people, like, for other people,
mm-hmm.
for other people that are not, for like, I know your family, I know your very close friends, even your very close friends, they have the right to be a little bit entitled, but a good person will not be.
Be reasonable.
Will be reasonable because it's hard for everybody now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, last question says, okay, no, this one says the role of friends, family, the roles friends and family play in relationship. Okay, mm-hmm. I like this question. I want to say,
tell
I want
me
to
about
say
that.
Who asked this, but may I should answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like
Michael, I like this question. That's a Whoa. Tough question. So, yeah,
the Why role, you think I say she go first?
The role they play in relationship. Okay, so this is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
In the early stages of a relationship, it is very, or for my relationship, I think it was very little. But I think that as you start to develop with the person and as you start to grow with the person, you start to see that, fuck, the family you are marrying from or into is actually very fucking important.
Mm-hmm.
The friends that they keep is actually very important. Like, it is more than just both of you sometimes, you get. But at the initial phase,
it has to be both of you.
It has to that. And this is
you
why,
have
like,
to make sure.
You need to build, you need to. Because for me, like, I always say, like, the relationship I have with her, I know what it is. Do you understand? So forget friend, mommy, daddy, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how. Do they make you feel when you are with them, like one on one inside a room? I don't remember that in that way, but like, not just from like, how is your relationship? Are you happy
when
with
nobody's
them?
There? Basically, yeah.
Do they treat you well? Do you get? I think if that one is solid, you will be able to face or deal with anything. Cause like, with friends, it can be complicated. It mm-hmm. can be complicated sometimes, and then with family, family is a lot.
Family
is a lot.
They
is
play a,
lot. A
huge role.
You don't even know it until partners. You start to. And even me, I don't think you've seen it.
I
don't
exactly.
think, I don't
when
think
I
we started. I don't
like,
think we're. See, we are not qualified to answer that question. Especially when it comes to family.
Not qualified.
Okay, so is it better? I love this question. Is it better to build with a girl? So, you, is it better to build with a guy or go find one when you are already made? But this is, he asked it to a guy, Sha.
Wait, to be a guy, why can't I be already made up with a people to marry?
Hmm?
Why can't I be already made up with a
guy?
If I, being a girl, like, we have to
take a shot. Okay? Oh my God, so we're running out of time. But
okay.
We're almost done.
But you answered it, though.
Okay, I should answer it because it was, yeah, he asked it. Okay, so what was that question?
Let's take a shot before you answer the question.
Wait, I want to know who asked that question so that I can give him. Can give him his accolade because that's a brilliant question. Wait, where did you see this question? Okay, Ben, the mm-hmm. Man United fan, Ben. I remember you now.
Take a shot.
Cheers to you, Ben. Cheers to you. I'm doing a cheers. Cheers to you.
A little ad for Amaru. No, is Amaru? No, a little ad for Best.
Use it to host your podcast. Very nice drink.
Very nice drink, you guys.
Okay. So, Ben, is it better to be with a girl? Okay. So, I will tell you what I think. I think it's better to be with a girl. I think when you build with a girl, I think it just feels different. I think it's better. I think there's more trust. Because this is the truth. As a man, women are attracted to money. We cannot, babe, I'm sorry, but we have to say it. Women are attracted to money. When
no,
you,
yeah,
when
shouldn't you, be sorry. I am attracted
when,
to money.
When you already made, then I think it becomes harder to actually now pick who is with you. Who is with Ben? Who is with you because you are Ben and not because you are Ben the billionaire.
With the mean. Ben with the mean.
Because a lot of people are looking for an easy way out of the trenches.
Yeah.
And girls will do anything. They will pretend.
Not bashing.
No, I'm not bashing. I'm just saying the truth. Do you understand? So I think it's better to be. But I also need to point this out. At it is harder. It is harder. It is harder. It is harder. You will suffer.
Some people don't tell you that part. They don't tell you.
It's better. But and this is why a lot of people don't do it. This is why guys just focus so much on money and then they turn 31, 32, 35 and then they just look for one hot young girl and they just marry. No real love, no connection, just she's okay for me, she's loyal, she's pretty, and then they keep her at home and then they go out to the, do you understand, because yeah, they are not satisfied.
It's
so I think
going off together.
I think
wait, before we keep going, do you think that you're going out without me?
No, I can't.
Okay,
where am I going to?
Where are you going without me?
Do you understand? So I think it's better but it's harder. You need to, one, know yourself,
mm-hmm,
two, be very patient, and then you need to put your ego beside the corner, because a woman that is staying with you when you never have money, it can be very triggering, especially if, for example, maybe she can't get her own money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? You can start to feel a kind of way because of all this societal thing and expectation. Not just that, I think every man wants to provide. Like that's what makes you a man. Like just being able to take care of the people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? That's what makes men. So when a man cannot do that, at sometimes it can feel a kind of way. But then it's also good because you will see how she's treating you when you are broke. If she can deal with you when you are broke, I think she'll be able to deal with you when you have money. That's what.
Cheers.
I
think. Cheers.
You get, because at least then you know that, oh, this one is not with me because of my money. This one is with me because, okay, she actually just liked me. And then if you make money, I think you should just go on to spoiler, okay? So I think that's the end of our questions.
Thank you guys for coming with us through this.
I will listen to it again, and if I like it, I'll publish it on the podcast. And if you listen and you like it, please share with one person.
Why are you cutting me? I was trying to.
Okay, sorry.
Like, what?
Sorry, okay?
Okay, keep going.
Why will you do that? Okay? If you like it, please share with one person. The only way you can help content creators, basically, not just podcasters or YouTubers or anybody you see creating content on the internet.
Mm.
You may not know it because you just come, you just see content and then you don't know that it has taken years and hours and days and works of practice just to communicate it right in a way that you understand, in a way that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like this content, share it with one person. The Vibe with Edmondoris podcast will be back sometime in March, so make sure you subscribe. We'll be giving you more premium content. See you then.
Bye. What's my name?